Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
33955.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Brenda Shoemaker.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And bear with me one quick moment. Let me get that pulled up here. And could I please have the last four digits of the card that was charged, because I didn't see your name come up with the zip code.
I haven't put it in. Oh,
okay.
I haven't entered it yet because I was wondering, I got the message and I wanted to make sure that I'm really winning this, and mm-hmm. or is this another scam, or I wanted to, you know, to see what's going on with this, just how kind of like what you guys are all about before I release information and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, I completely understand. So without you having an account, it wouldn't be much information that I can give you as far as the charge. It said that
I won the Dyson stick sweeper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I can say that it is a sweepstakes offer, and we would recommend you read the terms and conditions thoroughly just so you can understand, or get a full understanding of what you're signing up for.
And that's kind of what I'm asking, what this is, because I can't read the real fine print real well.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, I completely understand. Well, without having an account pulled up, because, again, we do assist in over 400 different online vendors, it wouldn't be much information.
Well, this is that with, it get. Says Amazon. They ask if I've ever shopped with Amazon before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who that's with. And, it says if you have questions, call your number. So that's why I'm calling.
Right. Yes, ma'am. And so, again, it is a sweepstakes offer, and we would recommend reading the terms and conditions thoroughly.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And